Well, you know, we just heard from Will Weaver, one of the literary luminaries of our area, and we are joined by another such person in the studio this morning. We'd like to say hello and welcome to Kevin McCauley.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Kevin, you have written a number. How many books have you written now?
How many have I written? How many have I published? There's a big difference.
Well,
I've published six novels.
You've published six novels.
Yeah.
And this reading, you've got a reading coming up on Friday, night. Tell us about that.
I'm reading over at the Carnegie Library. And I don't have a book coming out right now, so I'm just going to, which is actually quite a relief when you're doing a reading because you don't have to hawk things. I just get an opportunity to talk about how I began, where my books came from, and, you know, hopefully encourage some other people to try to do the same.
Now, you also have a Saturday event.
Saturday, I have a workshop at called How to Write the Great Novel in Only 3 Hours, which I hope will really pull people in. Of course, that's not true. It's not going to happen. But I hopefully will be able to tell people the nuts and bolts about how you go about taking an initial idea all the way through to a finished book that a publisher will consider seriously.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, tell us about your books. And, you know, in general, what kind of writing do you like to do?
I've been over the map a little bit. I started, you know, Gary Paulson used to live up here. And when I first started writing, I wrote a letter to every Minnesota author I knew of. He was the only one who responded. And I asked, how do you go about it? How do you do this? And he helped me learn about the writer's life. And he read some of my short stories that I had written when I was in the military. And he looked at one and his very irascible voice, well, why don't you try turning one of these into a novel? And so I did that, and I sold that basically in less than 24 hours, and that was the start of my writing career. So I wrote 4 novels for teenagers, decided I wanted to expand beyond that into an older audience, and then I wrote 2 novels for adults. One is, the first one, Praying to Laughing God, is kind of a mystery novel involving older people. They're the main character is 72 years old. And then my second novel for adults was a historical novel about the Civil War.
So these are all fiction?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I had a question. It disappeared from my head, so it'll come back. It'll come back momentarily.
Well, your reading on Friday night is aimed at adults. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. My adult novels deal with adult themes. I was involved in the military for 6 years and saw more violence than anyone should have to. And how we deal as a society with violence is a big theme in my adult work. So yeah. That's why it's aimed at an adult audience on Friday night.
Do you often, I mean, I've heard you read at the Folk Collective Coffee House many times over over the years. Do you, those short stories that you read there, and, you know, sometimes you're reading a piece of a novel, sometimes you're reading a short story that you've written specifically for the occasion. Mm-hmm. Do those evolve into novels, too, sometimes?
Normally, when I have an idea, I don't know what it's going to end up as. All my novels have began as short stories. I mean, quite literally, the first couple, because Gary said, take a short story and turn it into a novel. The other two, my adult novels, began, I thought, would be short stories. They just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I don't really know where it's going to go from when I start, which is a good way to be. I mean, that's a creative process. So.
I've got my question came back into my head now. So when did you decide you wanted to write, Kevin? Was this as a kid you liked doing that, or later on as an adult? Or,
well, as a kid, I wrote my first novel in second grade. 14-page epic. That was a huge bestseller in my second grade class. But in my second novel in second grade, I plagiarized word for word from my sister, and she made me pay dearly for that. So I didn't write anything again until I was in the military. And there, I was in the Navy, and I was involved in a lot of things that you don't want to be involved in. And it was a way for me to get off the ship when I couldn't physically leave the ship. That's when I started writing again, and that's when I started thinking, well, maybe I should try to do this as a living. So when I got out of the Navy, I tried going back to school for 2 years. I was way too restless, too violent for that. So I quit school, and then I wrote my first novel.
What led you to northern Minnesota?
I used to come up to the Boundary Waters when I was a kid. And then Gary Paulson lived here in Bisida. And I started coming up here when I got to know him, and we'd work together at his place. And I just kind of fell in love with the area.
Yeah.
So I lived in New Mexico for a time, and I lived in New York for a time. Couldn't stand living in New York. So I started thinking about where should I go next, and this was the first place that popped into my head. So.
Yeah.
Well, you finished well.
Yeah, I think so.
So in terms of the nuts and bolts of putting a story together, you know, I've done some writing. I've got some friends that have done some writing. And, you know, there's telling a story, and then there is the nuts and bolts of a narrative structure. And so how did you sort of work your way through that and learn how to do the ABCs of that type of stuff?
That's a complicated, long question.
You got 4 minutes.
To answer. The best advice on that I've ever read or heard is from John Steinbeck. And Steinbeck said, forget that you're ever going to finish it. Write a hard page a day and forget you're ever going to get to the end. And then when you get to the end, it's a big surprise and it's real pleasing. And I mean, that sounds facetious and simple, but really that is the key. Most people who try to write a novel end up giving up after 30, 40 pages because they think they're never going to get to the end. If you abandon that and just immerse yourself in the story, the end will come to you, not you getting to it. And so that is the main thing people need to do. And that's one of the things I'll be talking about on Saturday.
Kind of like climbing a mountain. Just don't look up.
Yep.
Keep your head down.
Very,
and keep
very
going.
Similar. Yep.
Hmm. Well, now you... It sounds like your experience in the military had a big effect on your writing.
Yeah, it's big effect on everything.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and then what about northern Minnesota? I know you've been a musher, and you've been, you know, you've kind of lived the northern Minnesota back to the land kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
How does that play out in your work?
Well, first in my life, it has provided the necessary balance to what came in the military. You know, the woods and the sound of the woods and dampens all the rest of that nasty stuff. So the most important thing is what it has been for my life. As far as my work goes, I've always believed that the best writing mimics the sounds of nature. The rhythms of the words, if they follow the sounds of nature, will be the most natural and most easy to read and to listen to. And this place is fantastic for that. You know, I try to model my writing on what I hear in the woods, the wind coming through the woods, or the birds, and their rhythms are what I try to mimic in my writing. And that is, and living here has been enormously beneficial in those terms.
You know, what you just said really illuminates your reading. You know, when I hear you read, when you say that you're trying to make it sound like the woods, and I think back to the way you read and the structure of what you say, that's really true, but I never put that together in my own head.
That's not original with me. That actually comes from Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote an iambic pentameter, you know, boom, 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 and... When asked why, that's the beat of your heart. You hear that every single second of your life. So that's where that comes from. It's from the real masters, not from me. So.
Yeah. Are you working on anything right now? Do you have several irons in the fire?
Oh, everybody's always working on something, Maggie.
Robert.
Something's always going on. So.
Yeah, I am. I'll read a little bit of that on Friday night, but I'm working on a novel. Only thing I really want to say about it now, because I don't want to give it all away, is it's never been done before. It's about someone that everybody knows a lot about, and I'm really excited about it. This could be one of my masterpieces. So.
Ooh, I'll be there.
Yeah. So the reception, the reading, is this Friday night. It's at 5:30 with a 6 o'clock reading and questions and answers, book sales and signing. The reading is intended for adults. And then also on Saturday morning, 9 to noon, Kevin, it's a workshop at the Bemidji Community Art Center downstairs, How to Write a Great Novel in Only 3 Hours. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Kevin McCauley. You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd. We're authentic local radio in northern Minnesota. Here are news headlines.